long.
Thanks for calling Local Splash. This is Catherine. How can I help?
Hello, Ms. Catherine. My name is Tremaine Oil.
Yes. Hi, Tremaine. How are you?
I'm calling about both of my businesses. I don't know which one you want to start off with first.
Well, sure. I can help you out. Just let me know the business that we will be dealing first.
It don't matter which one you want to start with. Well, we can start with the fun jumps because the other one is the most depth. Hello? We could start with Triple Cheese Inflatables.
Okay. Let me just take a look into your account. Hello, Tremaine?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for staying on the line. Apologies for that long wait. So, yes, I did check. I'm looking into your two accounts, and I've got on here maintenance, pressure washing, and also at the same time, Triple D's Inflatables. Okay? So, let's go over Triple D's first. Now, you mentioned you're not getting calls out of these marketing?
Well, I'm finally getting calls for the pressure wash. I'm not really getting calls for the water slide still.
Triple D's, okay. Now, unfortunately, I'm not able to track on anything, and that is because we do not have a call tracking number associated.
Oh.
But that is okay. Okay, you don't have to worry. That is okay. That's definitely an option for you. But when it comes to the Triple T's Inflatables, we're actually constantly optimizing it. And currently, let's see. They're constantly optimizing triple D's, inflatables, and currently it's on the first page though. So rest assured that it's highly visible towards your local area. What I can recommend
that one for you?
Instead, hello?
I have your name on it. That's not, oh, hold on though. I see. Oh man. Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna see. Yes, ma'am. I'm still listening.
Okay. Yes. So when it comes to this, Tremaine, I did check on it, and we're already posting 3 times per week. However, what I'm thinking is you have a really good number of competition out there in your local area. There's a lot of party equipment rental in your local area, and that is most likely the reason why you're not getting much towards your, you know, towards your business or towards your.
Well, I'm getting stuff whenever I'm running ads from Facebook,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not getting anything
yeah.
from y'all specifically.
Mm-hmm. I do get your point, but what we're building here is visibility. What we're building here is,
and you're on the first page. So where are we at on the first page?
Let me see.
So whenever I look, especially when I went at my house, we was like low 8.
Mm-hmm.
8 is not a good
position. I looked into it as well, and you're currently number 6.
Yeah, that's not a good position. That's not really actually on the first page whenever you're looking at Google.
Mm-hmm. Well, Google's first page has about 10 businesses.
No, ma'am. You have to really scroll around to see that. Y'all consider first pages as something that's not really first page. Basically, you're going to a whole nother page before you actually could see it. And I'm not understanding why the other businesses, you know, you could see different type of ads. Like, I don't know. It's not even the sponsor, because I know it's a sponsor. It's like other stuff be popping up for them that don't ever pop up for us. It's like they sometimes when you type in stuff, they have more than one spot, which none of these are sponsor. I'm not talking about any of these sponsor ads. I'm talking about more than one spot. Besides the sponsor ad, they have 2 other spots sometimes.
Yes, well, I do get your point about it, Tremaine. It's just not if you look into your local area, again, there's a tough competition. We're only doing it.
Now, that don't matter. That don't matter. The competition don't matter as much as whatchamacallit. It don't matter that much. And then the main part about everything is, y'all say, oh, we can try to get y'all number one or whatever, this, that. It's not happening. But, like, even with both businesses, I'm not getting calls as I should be getting. As much calls as I should get, I'm not getting. Unless I'm running ads on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going through our website from Facebook. Some people Googling it from Facebook. So yeah, but one of the reasons why I was calling is the stock images still.
The stock images?
Yes.
But these images, I do see these are images from you.
So you don't have no stock images on the Fun Jump one anymore. And then my mama requested for y'all to take away some of the photos, for certain photos, and that still haven't been done as of yet either.
Okay. Let me see here first, okay? Because again, I'm looking into your Google Business Profile and all aspects of ours, triple T's. The images that we're actually using are images that you've sent us. So you've been constantly sending us images, which is, again, is of a good number, and we are not using any stock photos as of now towards your Google business profile.
Okay, but my mom, what I'm saying is my mom asked y'all to take down certain photos, and y'all still haven't taken them down from the Google page.
Yes, but we just received the request for you to remove these images. This is just today, right? Today at around 10 a.m. And normally, when we do receive requests, it usually takes about 24 to 48 hours. But I can press some urgency on this one. It says here at around 10:25 Pacific time, which is, again, 2 hours ago, you asked for us to remove the pictures with the yellow bounce. The yellow bounce house? Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can confirm we received it. Okay? I can definitely confirm we received it.
I think I'm going to try logging on Lucas Flash for that so I could see the, so I could see the ad images. How do I log in for the other account?
Well, if you want, I can send you your login credentials.
Well, I'm trying. I gotta log out this one. Yeah, let's log out. My mom, the other login was to my mama phone number, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. For a triple T, your login, let me check. Give me one quick second. I'm just pulling it up. I'm about to send it. The login here is your username, which is 337-296-6228.
All right, this is asking for a code. Who is going to be asking for? Oh, shoot, I got to get that from my mama. Let me get my mama on the phone.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm logging. Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm still here.
I'm trying to figure out what an A is at again.
Oh.
Ad campaign. Oh, y'all still using the coming soon. Why am I not linking? Y'all still using the coming soon.
Yes.
Picture, which it been here, so I'm not understanding why y'all still using that.
Okay, but what picture are we specifically referring to?
Well, I sent you some. I mean, if the image has coming soon on it, it'll be the one with that, but... But I mean, you have one picture that actually is a stock photo. It's one with actually got the measurements of the unit, which is whenever I sent that, whenever the unit was first coming. So that one's still on there. The yellow bounce house that I just specified, the castle that I just sent to y'all, all those are still there because we no longer have those units. So it don't pay to keep them on the website if they no longer exist.
I do understand that. Please note that we just received a request.
Received that request, but I know he had spoke to y'all about removing the other ones before this. That's the reason why he called back.
Let's see here.
So there's one with the purplish combo, which is a stock. It's got the measurements on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely can see that one stock. Y'all might have removed the other one that had the coming soon, because I noticed that one's gone, because that one had in purple coming soon.
I can't even find what was on the mail one.
Well, I'm just on the pictures that's on the website itself. And the two pictures I sent y'all, all those are still there, so I know that'll be a little bit until...
I'm trying to look at the ads that they've been running.
Oh, I don't know, but I know the ones that... Oh. I never did advertisement. I don't know if it's under there or not.
That's what photos I'm trying to see.
Oh, I can't even see that from the business page itself. Post. Let's see. Oh, under post. It's under post. Yeah, so here. Yeah. So the yellow bounce house.
Yeah, look, y'all still using...
I just sent them that. So those need to go. But yeah, that's the last few. Which
okay.
They still was doing water slides and we in the winter, but which is crazy to me. But yeah. It's like even in the winter time, y'all doing water slide posts, which people ain't using water slides, so it don't even make sense. Because 2 months ago in January, y'all posting about a water slide, which. Doesn't make sense because you're not doing water slides in the winter. So now at this time, we're getting ready to go in the spring. That's when the water slides are supposed to be more rampant. And then the combos, which actually has water and thing. But,
Yeah, just told him to take it down the ones.
Yeah,
the,
I just told him with the yellow bounce house, the blue castle, and the fish.
And the numbers, right?
The ones with the, all the ones that got the prices on them. Yeah, because I went to look on the page. That's what made me look first to see.
Are y'all going to be able to take off the ads that y'all ran with it? Y'all just taking it off the... Like, what y'all taking off of?
Hello?
Yes.
So for this one, I was listening through, and that what we're going to do is we will be removing those that you sent in as a request, the yellow bounce house, and a couple more that came through via SMS. We will be removing them on your set of pictures. However, do you wish for us to remove them as well on the post?
Yes, because it's no longer a good post. I mean, you're advertising stuff that's no longer valuable. We're not doing that sale anymore. That was back last year. So anything that was pertaining to last year shouldn't be posted for this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, I mean, if you run a sale, or they put a sale on washing machines last year, they're not running the same ad from last year or this year.
All right. I get your point. So we will definitely get these text messages that you've sent us, the images that we need to remove, and I'll also make sure that our team knows that we will have to remove the post on the Google Business profile that also includes the same set of pictures that you sent.
Correct.
Okay.
As well as be cognitive of what season we're in. Because, I mean, if you're in the wintertime, nobody's doing water slides. So why would you do posts on water slides? Unless they list it as a dry unit or something like that, or specify that, okay, this can be used dry. That way people don't know that it's a wet, dry unit, because most people look at the water supply and they're going to automatically think water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which, I mean, we hadn't had none rent out in the wintertime ever, so.
All right. Well, we will definitely take care of that. I'll send an urgent note to our quality team so that they can take care of it as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah, and what they need to start doing is using our higher ticket items as pulls.
I mean, no, that's not on the website.
Like the obstacle course and the new slides. Whenever we take the pictures, we're going to send it in.
I actually sent them the actual two of the photos of the white back right now so they can post them as coming soon so that people know too on the internet, even though it's already on our website.
Well, my mom may be in tomorrow. They don't even need to put coming soon.
Yeah, I mean, I'll update them and let them know it's there. So now available, they could change the quote if they're switching it up. But I don't know if they're doing a post tomorrow or not. So.
Yeah, so for the post tomorrow, here, I'll make sure that I send an information to our team that regarding post, we are to be posting, I would say, ads or, you know, posts that are definitely within the season. So
correct.
It doesn't, you know, the post that season is not going to happen again.
Okay.
Okay? I'll send them the information now.
Okay.
Okay. And again, I'm just going to...
Do y'all still do the Yelp page or no?
Well, for the Yelp page, what we're only doing for the Yelp page is only optimizing it. We're not doing anything else for the Yelp
page. Well then I guess that would also need to be the pictures also there. We need to change out on there as well. That's why I asked the question. if they're on there, I'm not sure. I can't remember what's on the Yelp page. I hadn't looked at it in a minute.
Let me take a look. Because what we're doing on the Yelp page is promoting it. You know, like promoting the Yelp page and optimizing it. We're not doing postings on the Yelp page or so.
Well, I mean, yeah, y'all had to put the pictures, some of the pictures on there, because I know I could only put 5, so y'all put the rest. Because I had set up everything before y'all even got involved. And then y'all took over.
I'm not sure about putting in pictures, but if these are pictures that we can remove in Yelp too, I'll definitely let our team know.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else about Triple T?
No, that's it, I believe.
All right. So we'll get on the works again, just a short recap. We will be removing those that you sent via text. We will refrain from making sure or from making posts that are out of season, and then also at the same time remove the photos that you want as well towards the Yelp page, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll definitely get on the works for that. Anything else?
No, ma'am. That'll be it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay.
All right, now definitely on Main Demand Pressure Washing, y'all have stock photos on my website and on my and on Google Post still, which I've been told them to take that off.
Hold on, you told us to take off stock photos in Main Demand Pressure Washing.
Yes.
Let's see.
And I've been told them to take off solar panel also. Which I never been going on my website, but I've been told them to take off that as well.
Okay, let me just take a look. Okay, so I'm looking into magnum and pressure washing. Let's see. Okay. Now you mentioned there are stock photos, but what about what? Which of these photos specifically do you refer to as stock? Because I see these are photos that you sent us.
No, that's not photos that I sent.
All of them?
Well, I never said all of them. Cleaning. When you first open up the stuff, where it said expert service, trust your local pressure washing expert. The first thing come up, cleaning. That's not my picture. A picture of a man look like on a skyscraper. So say cleaning the stuff. That's on my website too. Like, all of them supposed to been off.
Mm-hmm.
I actually using my pictures. Like, I just sent in some more pictures which could be used more so as ads and on my website to where it looks even better. Roof cleaning, like the roof cleaning image. Like, I already have a roof cleaning image for real, and like y'all not using that.
Okay. No,
they've been having a truck one. Y'all been using a truck one as an ad and stuff like that, saying like I wash trucks. I do not wash trucks.
Okay. Is it okay? Are you able to access your dashboard right now, Tremaine? So maybe we could go through the images together, and you will be able to identify which needs to go away.
It's not even just about the dashboard. It's about the website as well.
No, what I'm trying to say is that I wanted you to log into your dashboard in that.
I'm about to log it.
So you can see the pictures that we're using.
You talking about as the ad?
You wanted us to look into the pictures, right? You mentioned there are stock photos that needs to go away.
Go to the website. Go to the website.
Okay. Give me one quick second.
I've been
so going
to take that
website.
Stuff off.
Yes, I'm on
and
the website
I'm going
now.
To, I'm going to the, and I'm going to the, I'm about to log in back into the other account. Now, do you see the stock photos?
Okay, so I'm looking into the website. You're mentioning stock photos. Are you referring to the photos under expert services?
Yes, all of them photos. I've been saying get rid of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me send that over.
I've been told them get rid of all of that. Now, see how I want it, and it don't happen.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is that all that we need to do under main demand pressure washing, or is there anything else?
Well, I'm about to look at the post. You see, that's the stock, even the Google post that y'all are doing still. Look, the February 3rd, still up the truck. The ground taking over. That's not even a pressure washer. That's a whole buffer. Like, they're using stuff that I don't even do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing pick up the solar panel cleaning. I've been asking them to do that. This paver went to rally, let me and the man pressure washing reverse dirt. I don't even know what this is. Like, all of these photos are stock photos. They barely using the photos that I sent or that's on the website or that's on my Facebook and stuff like that. Like, y'all act like y'all can't pull no picture off the stuff. And that's why I'm barely getting jobs. Like, I'm barely getting jobs. Whenever I do get a job, it's like, and I'm paying y'all more money than I'm even making per year.
Okay. Well, regarding that, Tremaine, okay, I'm going back. Let's just go over each of the accounts one by one. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Like, they stopped the stock photos for a little while, and then they went right back to the stock photos.
I get your point about it, Tremaine. And this is what we're going to do to prevent that from happening. First, again, we'll remove all stock photos under expert services and use your current images, the ones that you've sent us. Okay, that's what we're going to do.
The one on the website that says gutter clean, it's not even showing the gutter. Like, being that I never really have a gutter cleaning job to show y'all a picture of, yes, you could use it for that, but that solar panel cleaning, they could have been taken that away. I've been told them to take that away. It's like I'm asking for things, and it's not getting done.
Our apologies.
But I'm paying y'all.
I'm not able to speak on behalf of the specialist that you spoke with regarding that, but I will make sure that your request today gets done, specifically about photos and the Google business profile post.
Too, because, like, I'm paying money that I don't have, and I'm not getting jobs. So it's like, yes, a job coming today, a big job coming today. I'm not able to do that because it's really a commercial job that's too big for me. I don't even get enough small jobs to where I could start hiring people too, so I can start doing bigger jobs.
I completely understand that, Tremaine. And again, we will make sure that all the postings moving forward do not pertain to other services that you do not offer. Aside from that, too, we will make sure that the images that you've sent us will be removed and all potential stock images has to be removed, too. And not just for main demand pressure washing. This will also be for triple T's inflatables. And then from there, once everything's fixed, we then will move forward with re-optimizing your Google business profile.
Yeah, because I got a couple of calls this month. I did. Okay, I got 3 calls this week, which that's how it should be every week. I did one job Tuesday. Yeah, this was my 3rd call today, but I did a job Tuesday. I got a job that I have next Thursday. And this was the 3rd call. So yeah, that was good. But it finally happened. But then again, if I don't get a review, the 2 people that I'm going to do the job for, then I'm going to be back and not getting no calls again. And, like, I feel like I've been paying y'all money for the longest, and I'm still not really getting results like I should. Really, I should have a call a day. Multiple calls, because it's ringtime now. A lot of people looking to clean their houses. And what are my rings now on deck? Because whenever I look, I won't even ring that good on pressure washing.
Yes.
One of the pictures that y'all could use is one of the pictures that I just put, like, you know. Y'all could use that as a add-in to put on my website whenever they first come on so they could see, like, this price will start at this amount.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm tired of paying people and I'm not even getting results.
Okay, what else? Anything else that requires our attention, Tremaine?
That's basically it.
Okay. Well,
I
do get your point. And again, we apologize for the previews once and your previous time that you raised it, but these did not get removed or anything. And again, we do sincerely apologize for that. But this time, I'll make sure that all stock photos that you're referring to, images that do not pertain to the services that you're offering, will be removed. And that includes the Google Business Profile too. We will make sure that the posts that are out of season are removed. And also, we will be extra careful when it comes to using pictures, even on the Google Business Profile. And that goes for both main demand and triple T's inflatables.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Y'all not doing what I'm asking, and y'all still taking my money. Hello, is this Mr. Vanderhouse? Yes, ma'am. All right. Here. That's one. I wasn't even able to call you right then and there.
Okay. Now, by the way, do Tremaine, we just received images for main demand pressure washing. These images are to be added or are these to be removed?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's not. Thank you. Have a blessed night. Yes, ma'am. So y'all not going to take no money off for not doing what I ate?
Okay, I'll definitely make sure those gets removed both in the website and also at the same time the Google Business Profile. Specifically the postings, okay? From here, we will make sure to use just your regular images. And again, we apologize for that inconvenience. I'll make sure this does not happen again.
Yeah, I understand you saying that, but still, I'm still paying y'all, even though y'all been messing up and not following what I'm asking. But I don't get no discount.
Well, as far as what I do see here, Tremaine, we are already doing, or we have already enrolled you to our loyalty program, which entitles you to get every other month for free.
Yeah, I understand that. At least give me a free month of the fun job since y'all messing up on my other business.
Yes, well, the upcoming month, this March, you are actually getting it for free. I can check for a credit towards April. Okay? But this month...
April of what?
The April billing.
Yeah. Okay, you can put it towards the fund jump.
I'm sorry, we can put it towards the...
The fund jump.
What do you mean, fun jobs?
A fun job business.
You mean triple T's?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the other...
Y'all can't do that.
Okay, let me take a look.
Put my credit towards that business.
Okay, so what's going to happen is that we will not be billing you on the 15th for both. Is that what you prefer? So instead of doing it in main demand, we'll do it on triple T's. So by the 15th of March, you don't have to get billed towards main demand and also triple T's, correct?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. I'll go ahead and send over your request for a service credit towards triple T's, so you do not worry about any payments coming out on the 15th of March. Okay? While we also work on those that we need to work on your business.
Yeah, because especially with the funds, somebody ready to change that for sure. Because the people that did our website and stuff talk like they could do so much better than what y'all are doing. I might just try to pay both of y'all 1 month and see if they really change something. Because if they really do something different and we paying them and y'all, I'm going to drop y'all and just go with them.
Well, of course, that's not what we wish to happen. That is why we will be making things right for you, Tremaine.
Yeah, but it's been years, and I'm barely getting stuff. I got a little bit more calls this year than last year. Well, last year than the year before. But that's for me getting reviews and stuff like that. And it's hard to get a review, so I have to do a free job to get a review. And that's not cool.
I understand. Yep, I would definitely say so. But no worries. Again, we will make sure we get things right this time.
All right.
And we'll issue a full service credit towards triple T's inflatable so you do not get billed for both your accounts this March.
All right. Thank
okay?
you.
No worries. Again, we do apologize for that inconvenience, Tremaine, but we'll take care of it.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much as well, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Bubba.
Bye.